It's a review. It's a review. It's a review. It's a review. It's a review.
Cool. That was awesome. So, sitting here with Mr. Rogers.
You can call me Connor.
In his neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
And we're chilling, and we're going to talk about... So, we're going to do this... Obviously, this whole podcast is about the new Infinity War movie, because I finally got around to watching it. But we're going to do sort of the first part of it. It's going to be non-spoilers, just a general what we like, what we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll give you a warning for those of you who want to watch the movie, because we're definitely going to reveal some spoilers, but it'll be at the end.
So a general discussion first, and then breaking it down with all the spoilers, everything. So we'll give a warning for that.
Right on. So, turning it to you, what'd you think generally?
Generally, I loved it. Thought it was great. Very satisfying. Someone, I'm not the first person to make this comparison, said it's not so much you're watching a movie, you're watching a TV season finale that all these other movies have been leading up to. And I'd say that's accurate.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that's that's a really cool way to put it. I didn't even think of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it. I think it's the best Marvel movie they've made.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to. It had to be.
It was kind of. They put all their eggs in this basket.
Paid off.
Or their stones, rather.
Yeah. No, it was great though. I loved. So if you watched, was it not? What was the latest?
So there was
the DC movie,
Justice League.
The Justice League. It was CGI'd out to the max, and it was really gross.
Yeah, bad CGI in Justice
League. But the CGI in this movie. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so good. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Even Thanos, the way they did his whole face and chin, and it's like I'm looking at a real person.
Yeah. It was easily the best CGI I've seen done for that long of a movie, and mm-hmm. the way they use it in all the areas that they use it.
Yes.
You know, they use it in just so many aspects. It looked amazing. I don't want to reveal too much, but just so many actors got CGI'd in such a good way.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic.
So. Yeah, there was never a part of the movie where I said, ooh, that's bad CGI. No, it was all fantastic special effects.
The story was good. It was the mm-hmm. pace was easily my favorite. I don't want to like reveal too much, but it's the most comic book-like movie that I've seen ever.
And I think what you mean by that is... It will cut from panel to panel, storyline to storyline, and they will all kind of coalesce at the end. That's not spoiling anything.
Yeah.
That's just...
No, I do feel like it's a panel movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm reading a comic book when I watched it. So it was awesome. I loved the way they put Wakanda in it. That mm-hmm. was great.
Yeah, we get to see Wakanda again. Minor spoiler, I guess, but if you saw the trailer, that's not really a spoiler.
Yeah, we all know that.
It was good to see Wakanda again, and here's another, I don't think this is a spoiler, every character got enough screen time that it didn't feel rushed, and the major characters got more screen time,
mm-hmm.
and the minor ones didn't, and it was a good balance of characters.
Yes, I would completely agree with that. I think I wasn't left wanting for any more or less of characters,
mm-hmm.
which is weird, because I always, like whenever I come out, like, for instance, with the Black Panther movie, one of my biggest criticisms of it was that I wanted to see when Killmonger took the throne, what he did, like how mm-hmm. he interacted with everyone, how he interacted with the army. You know what I mean? Like what they thought of him. We just didn't see any of it. They're just all doing what he wants. And it makes them seem like mindless drones in Wakanda.
Right.
Which I hated because they're not. And so
they've never been colonized. So they don't, you know, so yeah.
That was like one of my biggest gripes, is that I didn't see how Killmonger... It's like, what, we just let him do this? Like, there's no one arguing, there's no one fighting against him.
Right, but but it's also, too, they strongly believe in rituals and customs. So if he won it ritually by right, they kind of have to...
Right, but I just wish we would have seen more opinions from
more the reluctance. People. Okay.
Or not even reluctance, just like a general opinion. Like... Are the people? Do the people actually feel this way about their customs, mm-hmm. or are they like, "Yo, these customs are bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
We should really think of amending some of these."
Okay.
But back to Infinity War.
Yeah.
So obviously, if you read the comics, they like in Thor Ragnarok, that's like an homage to Planet Hulk, right?
The movie Thor Ragnarok, not the comic,
right?
Yes.
And so obviously, the movies, the MCU, is not doing things like the comic books did,
right? They're taking bits and pieces,
right? That being said, I think Infinity Wars did a great job of not being a parallel, but being like an homage to some parts of the comics. So if you're big into the comics and you read them or you know what mm-hmm. goes on, I think you'll be happy with what the movie's done.
Right. It takes those elements. So the elements in the original, I think, Infinity Gauntlet thing is a 6 comic
yeah.
deal. I remember reading that. And there are some elements in it which is essentially, we got to team up the whole Marvel Universe, get the cream of the crop, and take the fight to him, kind of a thing. So that element's there, but it's also the stakes are high in both.
Yes, yeah, and they give good explanations for everything in both too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's plausible. Yeah,
so it was good. I don't know how much more we can say without spoilers.
I guess
we can just say like, oh, okay, sorry.
More thing. I am really a fan of Tom. What's his face? Is Spider-Man?
Holland. Tom Holland.
Yeah,
I was about to ask that question. Who is your favorite Avenger in this one?
Oh,
they're all there.
So, they're all there.
So that shouldn't. If that's a spoiler for you, then we have bigger issues.
I think my all time favorite is Captain America, Steve Rogers, because his last name is Rogers. You know, yeah. He's the moral compass of the team and so many of the stories. So he was great in this one, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, I would say the same thing. I love, and I'm not a big Captain America fan. We've talked about Captain America
yes.
too many times in our private conversation.
Oh, you're a Hulk guy, right?
I love Bruce Banner and I love the Hulk.
Yeah.
But Captain America was my favorite in this movie.
He was great.
He was amazing. As was Rocket Raccoon.
Yes.
He was good. Yeah.
Again, so, and he had the right amount of screen time.
Oh, it was perfect.
It was...
So,
yeah.
I don't want to say too much about right. them.
Then let's... shall we jump into the spoilers then?
Sure. I mean, they've been listening for maybe 10 minutes.
So all right. So if you don't want spoilers, pause it now.
Yeah, pause it. Come back to it. Mm-hmm. Hit like, hit share. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Hit us up on our Patreon too. We have a Patreon. Donate monies.
What's a Patreon?
You don't know what Patreon is?
No, so and I
Patreon.
Don't think some of your listeners do either. So that's why I'm asking.
Well, there we go. So Patreon is a platform for creators to register on, and if you like their content, you can subscribe to them monthly or just make a donation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a way for creators to monetize their content.
So Patreon.com.
Patreon.com/ Big Guy Small Talk.
All right.
And you can become a monthly subscriber. Even if it's a dollar, just getting the number of subscribers, I think, is more important than mm-hmm. what they actually contribute.
No, and I will say that
a dollar a month.
As someone who's listened to your podcast from every single episode, and now I'm a couple episodes behind, but I'm still catching up, the content is great. It's a great conversations about all sorts of things that make you think.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's what we're going for. But that being said, people... Have a good day. And for those of you sticking around, let's get into the good stuff.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Okay. So I went to see Infinity War opening weekend. Theater's packed. By the end of the movie, I turn around, half the theater gone.
What?
You get the joke.
I feel so stupid.
I was waiting for that one. The
dad jokes.
The dad jokes, yeah. So
how did that go over my head so
much? I was waiting for
so
it.
So embarrassed.
Okay. All right.
But so. No, like, what was your... what? Just...
Okay.
Explain what you thought of the movie.
Let's start at the beginning, okay? Asgardian distress signal. Let's start right there.
Do it.
Watching it a second time... Thanos' first line in the movie, I don't remember it exactly, but he says, "I know what it's like to lose."
Oh, yeah.
And that, having seen it the first time, you're like, oh, this whole movie is about losing and loss. And I think that's accurate.
Yeah, and I think it also gives him they make him a character who he seems like he's heartless, but when he says things like that, you're like, he's not really heartless.
No, he was a three-dimensional
villain. He's an asshole, though, but he's he's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just got a screw loose, but yeah, he goes, he doesn't call them little, what does he call them? Not soldiers, but he says, yeah, whenever he says, I know what it's like to lose, I remember him saying that, and I was like, oh, he's having known loss and coming through it, he's not afraid to just destroy other people.
Right.
So he goes, hey, loss is a part of life.
Mm-hmm. And well, then, and what he's doing, his goal is to prevent loss. I have to lose half of this to save the other half.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then his fight with the Hulk.
Oh, it was so great because they're the same size, but Thanos has just got this martial arts training and he just bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, whenever he punches the Hulk in the neck and then the Hulk's just like scared and I'm like, oh no.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you a question. So two reasons. Was the Hulk scared of Thanos from that point on in the movie, or was it because he had been the Hulk too long in Ragnarok?
Oh, I think it was he was scared.
Okay.
Because the Hulk wants to, he doesn't like Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's puny and useless and weak. But he got his ass handed to him in seconds by Thanos. And he was scared, man. He's never, think about it, he's never fought anyone that tested him that way. Like, even Thor punched him with a lightning bolt, but that...
Yeah, he can still,
You know, it didn't scare him. He was just like, oh, that's a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Thanos, I think whenever he grabbed his arms and just moves them and controls them, the Hulk's like, oh, this is too strong.
Okay.
I can't beat him, so... That was good. The children of Thanos were...
Oh, great, great.
They were so culty.
I almost don't want to say henchmen because they were so much more than henchmen. They, again, great CGI, great artwork. I love the... I don't remember all their names, but the female one with the blue eyes and the horns, really cool.
Who is the wizard dude?
I think he's called the Maw.
The Maw,
the one Stark calls Squidward, yeah.
I loved that every time they'd go to a planet, he would just start talking to the people, like you're all blessed and you all get to witness the great power of Thanos. It's like, oh, this dude's crazy.
Yeah,
I loved it. So it was really good, man. I loved that. I loved how they integrated Bruce Banner into, oh my gosh, I can't think of his name.
Doctor Strange. Strange's,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Stephen Strange's life.
Yeah.
You know, he just falls in there and he says that Thanos is coming. They're like, who's Thanos?
And then,
realize, like, they're completely ignorant to this, like, dude who's going to destroy the universe.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah. And it was nice seeing the kind of the Stark, Strange, Peter Parker storyline, those dynamics, especially because Stark and Strange are so similar yet so different. They're both arrogant and I'm the only genius who can save it and I'm the only one who has this specialty, so everyone should listen to me. And seeing that clash was pretty interesting.
What else did you think about it?
About that storyline or just in general?
Whatever, that storyline or the movie.
I want to talk about Thor because he's, you know, is not normally my guy. I'm not like, oh, got to see a Thor movie, but he has lost every single thing. Except maybe Jane, Natalie Portman's character. But his entire homeworld, every Asgardian, like everything. His brother, Heimdall. So when he's opening that star, you're like, yeah, man. Like, he's going for it. And it was just so satisfying to see him with the axe and be a total badass. It was great.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes him and Thanos so similar. It's like they both lost so much.
Right.
And it's what drives him. Because when they killed his brother, that was... And when they killed Heimdall, that was sad.
Mm-hmm.
I was really sad about that.
Yeah.
I was really excited at the end of Thor Ragnarok, thinking we're going to get to see Heimdall fight and how useful his all-seeing eye is. And then he died. He died like in 5 minutes.
Yep.
So that sucked.
Lingering kind of question... So Valkyrie from Thor Ragnarok, is she dead? Korg, Meek, like all those guys, are they dead?
Yeah, I think we can assume they're all dead.
Yeah.
Because they killed everyone on that
ship. Right. So but we never saw it, so just
yeah, I think it would just cost too much to bring him back. It's like we don't have the budget, we die anyways. Let's just make that assumption here.
Okay.
But sorry. So one thing that I want to talk about is, do you think they did the Soul Stone justice?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree. I just want to know. I don't think they made it clear what happened at the end when Thanos talked to little Gamora.
Well, what do you think?
Well, he's in the Soul Stone.
Okay. I'm in agreement with you there.
But
yes.
I just don't know why they wouldn't explain that.
I think it's more for, like, you and I know that the true fans know, oh, Gamora's inside the Soul Stone, because that the person you have to sacrifice ends up inside the Soul Stone, and that's why the sky is orange mm-hmm. when he's with little Gamora, because the Soul Stone's orange. So, yeah, I don't know. It was better that they suggested it and not show it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. At first I thought, excuse me, so when I first saw that scene, I did not think I just didn't even think of the Soul Stone for some reason. Mm-hmm. I thought it was the Ancestral Plane.
Like Black Panther.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which brings up a question for me, not knowing as much as you, I think, about these comics. But the Ancestral Plane, I would think, is just another dimension. Because if you think about it, or if you just look
Do you mean the Ancestral Plane or the Astral Plane?
Wherever Black Panther goes.
Okay, that was the Ancestral Plane.
Yeah. Because if you look at it, he goes to see his dad and other Panthers there. Mm-hmm. Killmonger goes to see his dad. Mm-hmm. And then Thor sees his dad when he's about to die in Thor Ragnarok. In the same place that his father died.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like the Ancestral Plane is this other dimension where the souls go to. And mm-hmm. they kind of stay there. And they can access it through different means.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Could be. And the comics, because you're talking over 50 years worth of comics where people have visions and some people can contact the dead and some people can't. So there's no one cohesive thing. It's more however the MCU decides they want to do it.
Yeah. And I don't know if other people, I don't know if they're doing that on purpose. Like these characters going back to see their dead fathers or the mm-hmm. people who are close to them who have died, but I would think it's the answer.
Sure.
It should all be consistent, and if it's not, I'm going to be pissed.
speaking of consistency and the Soul Stone, I did not notice this the first time around. They replaced Hugo Weaving as Red Skull.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you? Some fans were angry about that. I didn't really care. It didn't bother me.
I mean, he had like five lines.
And right.
His face is still a Red Skull. So you're not missing out on a bunch. Mm-hmm. He just looks like a Dementor now from Harry Potter.
Yes. But also Hugo Weaving, you couldn't put on the makeup and do five lines.
Yeah,
like, oh, I'm too busy.
I wasn't too attached to him as a character,
right?
But I wasn't like the biggest Captain America fan either. So that movie in general didn't resonate with me mm-hmm. as much as you, I bet. So
right. Well, and it was cool for Red Skull talking to Thanos saying, I sought after the stones and this is where it got me. So kind of a word of caution here. And oh man, when Thanos throws Gamora off the cliff, oh man, that just got me.
Yeah. And he did it. I mean, even then you're like, yeah, he literally will do anything to mm-hmm. fulfill his mission. And so it almost makes you think like, is he doing the right thing? Like, is this, like, he believes in it so much that he'll kill the only person he's ever loved
mm-hmm.
in the entire universe,
right?
Without hesitation.
But is that madness?
He didn't hesitate.
But he cried though.
He cried, but he didn't stop. He was just like, he just grabbed her, dragged her, and threw her. There was no stopping. There was no like turning back.
Mm-hmm.
He just kept his face forward.
But so much of his lines are, he says, I have the will. He says, other people know this, but I'm the only one doing anything about it. So he's strong-willed for better or worse.
Yeah, and there's that Reddit group. Have you seen it?
No.
So there's a new subreddit called Thanos Did Nothing Wrong.
Oh, Reddit.
Where they believe, like, yeah, there's overpopulation and you have to kill half the people to really...
Okay.
They're crazy.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think that gets into the whole morality of you know, what is always the right thing to do. Like, look at every, I mean, this, okay, this whole movie, not the whole thing, but a big theme is, what is the value of a life?
Yes.
And why do we choose life when the alternate choice sacrifices lives, ultimately?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Gamora told him where the Soul Stone was because she didn't sacrifice her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Quill didn't kill Gamora.
Right. He did pull the trigger, but then it was Bubbles by that point.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a good example then. But then Loki gives the stone up because he doesn't want Thor to die.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else happens?
Well, Strange gives the time stone because he doesn't want Stark to die.
Right.
But
that's a whole different
thing. We're gonna get there later. Yeah. There's a lot of meat on that bone.
That's different. I'm not the biggest fan. I think, anyways.
Yeah, we'll come back to that later. Yeah.
And so if you think about it, or if you look at it, almost all the stones were given up where they had to choose either give the stone up or sacrifice a life. Like, look at what's her face, Scarlet Witch. She didn't destroy the stone until the very last second when it was too late.
But she did make the sacrifice to choose the life. Like, I'm going to take the life to prevent Thanos from accomplishing his mission, but, oh, he's got the time stone, so.
Yeah, but it takes her so long to do it. Like, right. The will that they... So, yeah, I guess maybe there's more to it, right? Because at some point they all develop this new will to kill the people that they love. But mm-hmm. by that point, it's
too late.
But yeah, if you think about it, like, why do we value a life? Like, why don't... Because... If overpopulation is a thing, which that's a whole debate in of itself.
That's a whole other podcast.
If that's a thing and we knew killing just randomly, because mm-hmm. that's how he did it too, like he randomly kills people, would prevent the world from going hungry.
Right.
And we could live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that bad? And yeah, it is bad. But like, it's crazy how that theme plays and Thanos just doesn't think it's bad. Right. Mm-hmm. He's just so pragmatic.
Right. There's a lot I'm going to go there. I just want to go jump back one thing with the Thanos and Gamora scene that I think makes it heartbreaking for me. When he grabs her by the wrist because of their size proportions, it's how a father would grab a little girl by the arm. And it just gets me.
It was sad.
Yeah.
No, it was really sad, especially because we had just seen their whole background before that.
Mm-hmm. But going back to Thanos, he says it's a simple calculus that our resources are finite and people keep expanding. And what I didn't realize until the second time, I thought he had destroyed his homeworld of Titan, but it had destroyed itself because of overpopulation. So he has lived through it. And like you said, he's similar to Thor in that he's lost his whole homeworld.
Mm-hmm.
And now with Gamora, he's lost everyone he's ever loved. So, yeah.
How do you think Stark's going to get back to Earth?
Well, Nebula's with him. And
that's right.
So they do have maybe the Guardian spaceship, or Thor can open the Bifrost with the Stormbreaker.
Okay,
but he has to know where Stark is. So
yeah, just
yeah, they'll figure it out.
Okay,
yeah.
But so Stephen Strange.
Yes.
All right.
So again, watching it the second time, I was very careful to look at what he sees. So he says, "I've seen 14,605 futures. How many do we win? One." Then, when he gives up the Time Stone, Stark says, "Why would you do that?" And he says, "We're in the end game now." And then, the last thing, when he's turning to dust, he says, "There was no other way."
I thought he says it was the only way.
No, he said there was no other
way.
So, similar meaning. But when I first saw that, I meant, oh, there was no other way we could win, so I just did this way. But now I'm like, oh... This was the only way they could get back Thanos. He has to win this one so you guys can stick around and beat him in the second one.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the whole future.
Right. Which, how could he see a future that he's not a part of?
That's a good question.
I don't get that. That's what mm-hmm. threw me off. And then I think they had a hard time. I think anyone who wrote this probably knew that bringing Stephen Strange into the fold was going to be tough because... He's so powerful,
mm-hmm.
and he's the only Avenger, at least at that time, disregarding Thor with the new hammer, mm-hmm. or not the new hammer. What's it called?
Stormbreaker.
Without Stormbreaker. Stephen Strange was the only one that could defeat Thanos, just sort of outright, because...
Well, Thanos with, like, one Infinity Stone, but with three, that was such a great match, where he's Strange multiplies himself, and then Thanos is shooting this, and they're shooting stuff back, yeah.
Yeah, but still, he could put him in other dimensions, he could fold dimensions, he could...
Right, but then he's got the Reality Stone, so he can just break all those,
right,
too.
That's right, you know? Okay, true.
Yeah.
So I just think, why didn't he... So... Whenever they had trapped his arm, for instance.
Right? Yeah, why don't you just chop off the arm?
Yes. Create a portal, close that shit over his arm, mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Yeah. Or Drax has got some knives, you know.
Anything. And so it just, to see things like that,
yeah,
was just enraging.
I did like that, he has to close his fist to use it. Because that kept the battle fair, you know. Oh, we'll use the cloak, we'll use Spider-Man's webbing, we'll use Iron Man's tech. To give them a fighting chance.
Mm-hmm.
I could buy that. But yeah, when they he's like, hey, we almost got this glove off. Come on, Quill.
It also makes you, how did Thanos just know how to use all these stones?
My guess is he had been studying them for quite some time.
Right, because he's supposed to be really smart, right? And he's engineered, isn't he?
He's a
Titan, but I thought he was like engineered for war. To be like the smartest, the most...
Okay.
Persistent.
I'm not too familiar with him from the comics, but yes, he's very smart. My also understanding is that somehow these stones are analogous to the Green Lantern ring mm-hmm. of willpower, so that the stronger the will of the user is, the more the stones can do. So there's been times in the comics where someone gets the power stone, like Red Hulk, but they can only think of it to make themselves stronger, but it could do more than that.
Yeah, that's a good point. He was such a good character. I think that Thanos has been the best villain that they've ever made.
Yes.
In Marvel.
Loki was a great villain too.
Loki was good.
But
Killmonger was good. I like that Killmonger and Thanos are both these two guys who you can kind of empathize with.
Mm-hmm.
Like they both see problems.
They were sympathetic in their...
Whereas Loki's just kind of an asshole.
Right. But again, with Loki too, he was just searching for acceptance, and he never,
yeah,
you know. So Loki is sympathetic because he was always picked second. Thor always got the nice toys, and he didn't. Now, okay, he doesn't need to conquer the whole world to prove his point in the first Avengers, but there was some sympathy there. I'm always second best, and if everyone expects me to be a jerk, and then I'm going to be a jerk. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then he died so honorably.
Right.
In this new movie.
And you could have seen that situation going, maybe he does ally yeah. himself with Thanos, yeah, and you're really, like, oh, Loki, really, come on, man. It was believable.
Yeah, the whole time you're like, yeah, what's he going to do? And then,
yeah,
you know, he dies.
So it was good way to write him off. And
it
I hope.
It was crazy to see how Thanos killed him.
Just choking him out.
Just grabbed him by the throat and just squeezed him.
Yeah. And
that was.
They made it clear. Rough. We're not going to get another fake out Loki death. They said, no, he's dead this time. So I think he's staying dead. I think Heimdall's staying dead. Everyone else who's dead, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think he's got to come back.
Is there? Oh, the Spidey suit.
Oh, so cool. So cool.
It was great.
And perfect way to introduce it because, yeah, you would run out of oxygen up there. So then you have this new suit and... Yeah, it was great.
And I love that they just wrote off all of the how does Peter Parker know how to use this with him going, like, it's very intuitive.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, mm-hmm. I guess Stark just made really good equipment,
mm-hmm.
and it just knows what to do.
He just really, really, really good software. It's like a Mac. Very user-friendly.
So what would you rather have, the nanotechnology from Vibranium or Stark's nanotechnology?
Oh, well, I don't think Vibranium is nanotech.
Okay, so right. It isn't. Okay, I didn't know if I needed to call it that or not. But
no.
Basically, would you rather have the suit that comes out of the chain?
Or oh, Stark's? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Which do you think is better?
Well, Stark's suit in this one seemed like it could do anything. It had the sword thing that came out. It had some laser things that could come out of the back. It seemed kind of as if it could do whatever Stark wanted it to do. Or the writers of the movie wanted it to do.
Yeah, because it's nanotech.
Mm-hmm.
So it could change probably and
mm-hmm.
take different shades.
I think Stark suit because it has more versatility.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, whenever he said he made nanotech, I was like, is that still stronger than vibranium, though?
If I'm going to go full on nerd here, I don't think it is, because vibranium is considered an anti-metal in some of the comics because it vibrates at a different frequency to destroy metal. So vibranium in the comics is stronger than adamantium, but maybe some internet nerds will correct me.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely did not know what you just said.
So, yeah.
That's really cool. So, but you look at that, and then I think it also, it was cool, and I'm going to just hit on Black Panther again.
Sure.
And also in Avengers 2, whenever Ultron says, you guys took the strongest metal in the universe and made a frisbee out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the world, on the planet, yeah. And you made a frisbee out of it. And you don't know. I love it because he's alluding to something fucking awesome with vibranium. And then we see Wakanda and we're like, oh, this is the thing. Like, mm-hmm. This is what it can do. It can create a whole city where no one's hungry, and they're like integrated with nature because it's this really cool metal, and they just mm-hmm. have to, and they make really cool stuff out of it, and it can fit into little places and grow and expand. And
mm-hmm.
I loved that. And then looking at this movie, just wondering, you know, what they could do. Like, I'm excited to see if Stark starts using more vibranium in his tech.
Maybe it could happen. I did like Cap's little triangle shield things. Those were cool.
Yeah.
So
do you think that the sister can learn anything from Stark, or do you think she's just way smarter?
She's smarter because
there's
that line where Bruce Banner's saying, oh, we put the circuits in. She's like, why didn't you just do the circuits collectively? Because we didn't think it was possible.
So we didn't think of that?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but I'm just wondering if they partner up, is it just going to be him learning from her?
See, are we going to go into predictions for the next one, or are we going to... Because there's one more thing I want
to
say.
That's true. I wanted to talk about predictions later, too. So we'll talk about that later.
One more thing that I think deserves a mention, the heartbreaking Peter Parker death scene. And what gets me about that is that kid started his day on a school bus. Like, he just thought he was going to hang out with his friends and go on a field trip wherever with Stanley the bus driver. And then he ends up, oh man, it's so, and I love the Stark mentor to Parker mentee relationship. And so that when he, I don't want to go, Mr. Stark.
Oh. Yeah. And then apparently that entire scene was done on the spot.
Really?
He ad-libbed it. Yeah.
Tom Holland ad-libbed it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good for him.
He's an amazing actor.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man dying was just one of the worst
mm-hmm.
things in the world.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets you in the feels, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, you want to talk about Scarlet Witch.
I did want to talk about Scarlet Witch because in the comics, she's one of the other characters who can defeat Thanos because she can bend reality.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in one of them, I think she's even used in the comics her powers to kill everyone in the universe. Destroy the universe.
Well, there's the House of M storyline, which is the most famous. Uh-huh. Spoiler alert if you haven't read it. She decimates the mutant population, so 90% of mutants lose their powers, are depowered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It decimates, for those of you who don't know, is to reduce by a fraction of 10.
Right.
Right.
Well, so I think there was some issue with that because some people went, does that mean you eliminate 10% or do you eliminate 90%? So do you reduce by 1/10 1/10?
It's to reduce it to 1/10.
Okay. So then, yes, she did decimate. Yes.
Yes. So I just wonder why she doesn't know that she's that powerful yet.
I think that she did, again, she doesn't have the training, right? So they just kind of found her in Age of Ultron. She's just starting to use her powers. Maybe she's gotten through some training with the Avengers now. But yeah, she's gone.
That sucked.
Yeah.
And I love... Why didn't Thor cut his arm off? Why mm-hmm. didn't Thor hit him in the face with the axe?
Okay, but to be fair, when you're throwing it that far... Thor came the closest.
Literal god. He's a literal god. 2 feet right. to the left, problem solved.
Yeah.
So. Or to his right. Yeah. I love that line when he's like, you should have gone for the head, and snaps and then disappears
into the soul stone.
It was good. And then he walks out. Where was he when he walked out?
We don't know. Now, all right, I think it's time we go to predictions for next one.
Okay, so let's talk predictions and theories.
Let's go back to Black Panther's sister. So I'm predicting that she and Bruce Banner and Stark, that's three pretty smart people. Well, first, I'm assuming she's alive because they didn't show her disappear. And maybe she's the technical ruler of Wakanda now. I don't know how that works. So the three smart people, they are going to find a way to bring back Vision because they deliberately left his body in there.
Yes, and then he, in the comics, Vision's gray body is a thing. Like, he actually loses his color at one point when he loses the stone. So it's not out of the...
Canon. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think they'd pair up. I just want to know, like, when they pair up, if they wrote it in such a way. I mean, they've written it, but how do they really want to? I think it's going to establish the relationship permanently, because we don't know who's smarter, Stark or Suri. That's her name, right?
I think so. Yeah.
But we don't know who's smarter. We just know that they're both smart and they have different things to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, Stark doesn't have vibranium. She has vibranium, but she's a genius with it. Stark's a genius with shitty metals.
And nanites.
Yeah. And so I do want to see, like, well, what can he actually bring to the table? Because he's literally seeing an element that he's never worked with before.
Mm-hmm.
And
at some point, we still haven't reconciled the Stark-Rogers feud from Civil War. So there was a little bit when they come back in the Avengers base and he's like, you should be under arrest, Secretary Ross or whatever. But Tony and Cap have not, you know, that's going to be awkward.
Yeah, and Tony wouldn't even call him.
Yeah.
And the universe was at stake. And he goes,
yeah,
no, I'm good.
Well, he was about to call him and then New York was under attack, so he got busy.
I guess it was so. That was dumb. It's like, really? Yeah. I would definitely pick up a phone.
Mm-hmm.
I also like that Captain America was super powerful in this one. I mean, like, he's just smart in all the other comics, mm-hmm. and he's a strategist, but he was really strong in this movie.
Yeah,
I also thought it was stupid that she threw her spear at him. I thought that was dumb.
Yeah, why would you? Yeah,
dumb writing.
Come on.
But anyways, so predictions. Obviously, the big one. How do you think everything's going to become okay
again? Well, when you have these stones that can alter reality, I wonder... Well, see... I wonder, though, if we're not going to have either Iron Man, Captain America, and or Thor, any combination of those three, will have to sacrifice themselves to restore all the other lives.
Yeah,
because there still has to be a cost. Because if you can just snap your fingers and undo it...
Well, they have to sacrifice the thing they love the most.
Hmm.
And so
Tony and Pepper?
I don't think that's going to happen. You can't kill her. What has she done wrong? She's literally just been the victim of Tony Stark's bullshit.
You can't
kill her. Like, he can't kill her because that just is too fucking much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Pepper's whole life is just...
Yeah,
shitty. Because
putting up with his nonsense. Yeah, which is accurate to the comics, from what I understand.
Yeah, it could be Scarlet Witch and what's his face?
Vision. See, I think what we could have is the old Avengers, Cap, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, kind of fade out, and then you have this kind of the newer Avengers like Scarlet Witch, Vision. Maybe Black Widow still on the team, kind of a deal.
We also didn't talk about Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, my gosh.
So we can talk about
Rocket
Raccoon. Hold on. Okay. So let's talk about Rocket Raccoon.
He, very funny, as always, and I loved his relationship with Thor.
I absolutely loved his relationship with Thor. And I love that he and Quill are, like, they still hate each other.
Yeah, it's that fun bickering, like, I'm the captain. No, I'm the captain. Yeah. You're one sandwich away from being fat.
Yeah. That whole Thor and Quill dynamic was fantastic.
Yeah, hilarious.
Quill was very self-conscious around Thor. Mm-hmm. Thor was just a badass. It was awesome. It was perfect. But then Rocket Raccoon. So what I loved was that he stepped up as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
But then even in the moment when he's in the middle of the fight for the universe, he looks at Winter Soldier and says, "How much for the gun?" And he goes, "Not for sale." How much for the arm? And he goes, "Also not for sale." And he goes, "I'm going to get that arm."
No, he doesn't say anything. When he asks about the arm, he just kind of smiles and goes, "I'm going to get that arm." Yeah.
"I'm getting that arm." It's so good.
Yeah.
He was such a good character. And then Groot was also awesome.
Yes. Some people say, "I didn't get enough Groot." That was enough Groot for me.
It was enough Groot because he sucks. It's like, we don't need to see him playing a video game and kind of sucking.
He's being a stupid teenager. Yeah. And, okay, he's the handle for Stormbreaker. Cool. Yeah. And he got to kill a few space bad guys at the end.
But
yeah,
I thought that was a big deal whenever he did that, because he realizes, like, I think he's just been so into his video game that he looks at what's going on around him for the first time. And he sees, like, oh, a dude almost died trying to make this stupid weapon and I can fix it all.
Mm-hmm.
And he steps up as, like, he grows up.
Yes, basically maturity. Yeah,
and so it was good to see that. Mm-hmm. But I think we got just the right amount. We saw that happen.
I am Groot. I am Steve Rogers.
And Peter Dinklage.
Oh, great!
He was awesome. We left out a lot of things, so we're like hitting this review again because we realized we left out a lot. But he was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
Again, so sad because all his 300 people that lived on this dwarf forge, dead.
Well, it's also that, and I did not read anything or watch a ton of trailers up to the movie, but so I didn't know what they were planning to do with Peter Dinklage.
Same.
And so when you see him as this giant, it was great. Mm-hmm. And it was great because he's literally not in real life, and so it was cool to see that that's the way they used him.
But called a dwarf,
called a dwarf and just a giant. Mm-hmm. It was awesome, and he was so funny.
Mm-hmm. "That it will kill you, Thor. Only if I die." "Well, yeah, that's what killing means."
That's what that means. It was awesome. He was a great character, and we got just enough of him. Mm-hmm. I think the fans wanted it. It was a good shout-out to the Game of Thrones fans to say, like, "Hey, here's your guy. We give him some screen time, funny lines, has a big part of the story, and then he's gone."
Yep. And kind of conveniently, the forge is broken, so there can't be more weapons.
Yes.
So there's only that Stormbreaker. Yeah.
And then also, I wish I would have seen more of... I'm going to stutter when I say it. The Collector.
Oh, no.
I love Benicio Del Toro, though. He's such a good actor.
He is, but I did not care for him in The Last Jedi.
What?
No. His character is completely useless storyline. But that's a whole other can of worms. Yeah. So
we haven't even really talked about that.
But that's a whole other podcast episode. Yeah. But no, it was okay, he's there, he's got the stone, but in a movie that big, where he's got to get, you know, he starts out with one stone, he's got to get five more all in the course of 2.5 hours. We don't have time for that.
I guess, man. I really, you know, I wish we would have seen him interact or talk more, but in the comics, he's an unimportant character in the MCU.
You know what would be cool is, I don't know if it'd be enough footage to make a whole movie, but all the stuff from Thanos' perspective. So him killing Xandar, him killing the Asgardian ship, him going to the Collector, that stuff would have been cool.
Or even him losing the battle the first time against Earth, where he sends Loki.
Oh, okay. But I guess he's just kind of watching it, right?
He's watching it, but so, it's like, okay, how did he plan it? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because by that point, he doesn't have a stone by that point, right? How do they open the portal? They
have the Tesseract.
With the Tesseract.
Because Loki gets... Oh, S.H.I.E.L.D. has the Tesseract. That's what it is. And then Loki gets the Tesseract.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was good. Is there anyone else we missed?
Big?
so many awesome things happened.
I think we got most of the big.
The cape was cool.
Yeah, Doctor Strange's cape. Yeah.
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 It was great the way they used the cape.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny how he could tell the cape what to do. Mm-hmm. The cape would listen. So I thought that was fun that they added that element in there.
Yeah. It's good. Do we want to talk about Star-Lord anymore?
About Star-Lord?
Yeah.
I mean, he pissed me off, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, did Strange know that was going to happen? Because you have to think, when they're fighting, after Strange saw the future, every really bad thing that happens was unavoidable. You have to think, like, how bad is Quill that in every alternate reality, he ruins it.
Right.
Or, like, him and Stark can't come to an agreement. Or, like, this was the optimal solution out of 14 million. And so I think it adds a cool perspective, like, this could have been way worse.
And you want to talk about unavoidable futures, Thanos getting all six stones.
Yes.
Right.
It has to happen. And, you know, back to theories. So in the comics, I think I've read, like, two different ways this ends. So this, they've, like, written different storylines with
this. Yeah, stones, Thanos, right? And the Infinity Gauntlet, there's a bunch of different stories. There's the one, I think, just called Infinity Gauntlet. That came out in the 90s, I want to say. That was a 6-issue one. And there were other ones after that.
So how do you think they're going to end it?
Well, okay. I'm going to press pause on that question and just talk about other things. So we talked about Black Panther's sister, Tony Stark and Bruce Banner repairing Vision. We definitely got to get some more Hulk in the next one.
Yes.
And there was one other. Oh, the post-credit scene. Obviously, Captain Marvel. That was the logo on the beeper. Mm-hmm. So, by bringing in someone more of the outer space person, I wonder if she can't find the planet where Thanos is.
Oh, I think she'll be able to. The question is, can she defeat Thanos?
Not by herself, but that's why she's going to get Nick Fury's message.
But then also
figure out what it, and go and well, wherever she is, have to. So then, yeah. No, see, I don't think they're bringing him in.
What?
Because how the only person who has a connection to him is Rocket, right? Because everyone, all the other Guardians are dead.
Mm-hmm.
So how would those two, how would you get from point A to B? How would you get Adam to the Avengers or the Avengers to Adam?
But didn't he was built on which planet?
Wherever the gold
people
were. Yeah, I don't remember.
Maybe he just wasn't ready yet. Because he has to know half the universe died. Like, when he's ready, he's in whatever, incubated or whatever the hell is happening inside that thing.
But I thought the director of Guardians said, no, he is a Guardians 3 story only. He doesn't connect to Infinity War.
Yeah, but I don't trust that stuff.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen once they sit down and actually, like, write out details and make the script final.
Right. So I don't think it's a good move introducing a brand new character, especially one that powerful. So I get Captain Marvel because they were already planning that, and she's not going to be more powerful than Thor.
How powerful is she?
I don't know.
Like, what can she do? What are her? I don't know anything
about her. So I only know her because of Rogue. So Rogue absorbs her powers, and that's how Rogue. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Okay. That's why in the cartoon, Rogue can fly and be super strong. So, because she absorbed Carol Danvers' powers. So, Captain Marvel was, I think, an Air Force pilot who got fused with Kree DNA. Mm-hmm. So, she can fly, super strength, and absorb and shoot energy a little bit like Bishop, I guess. I don't know. That's about all I know of her.
Okay.
And I also know, and I doubt they'll touch on this in the movies, but she and Tony Stark were both alcoholics.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, Marvel gets dark sometimes.
Yeah, especially the Netflix shows.
Ah, oh, love those super shows. Dark,
but that not for right now.
No, yeah.
So I think what I've seen is at least like the comic that I read was he does it for death.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Right, and she friend zones him.
Yes. She's you killed half the universe? Not interested.
And then from what I remember from that, which I could be wrong, so please correct me, is that he just got kind of bored and like brought everyone back.
Well, sort of. So what happens in that comic is Adam Warlock and Doctor Strange kind of assemble all the heroes of the universe, Marvel Universe, plus Doctor Doom, which I just love. He's like, what? I don't get invited to this party? Yeah. So they all go against Thanos, and by like the second or third issue, they're all dead. Thanos kills them all or defeats them. And then so Adam Warlock goes to get Galactus and the Celestial Beings and maybe Silver Surfer or something. So then they all take on Thanos. But what gets him in the end is Nebula is half dead or something, and she gets a hold of the Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay, so that's in the same story.
Yeah, I think
Okay, because I did know that in one she gets a hold of the gauntlet, so maybe that one.
Yeah, I think that's how that story ends. So yeah, maybe Nebula does get the gauntlet in Avengers 4, or maybe Thor takes it to his head. Who knows?
I don't know. I think it's going to be hard for anyone to win at this point.
Oh, yeah, man. But it's going to be great, though.
It is going to be a good comment. I think it's... I don't know. I'm just excited about the next movie. And what's coming out this year? We have Ant-Man 2 coming out.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That's
going to
hopefully not suck.
Here's where I think that's going. Most of that movie is going to take place before Infinity War, but after Civil War. Mm-hmm. So we're going to find out about his deal with the government, whatever that looks like. But then either by the end of the movie or the post-credit scene, then we'll see half the universe get destroyed. And I think Ant-Man is going to fade, but tell Wasp, hey, you got to go contact the Avengers or something.
Yeah, I would completely predict the same thing. Mm-hmm. I almost see what you were going to say. I think that Paul Rudd, I don't know how many contract or like how many movies he has in his contract, but I don't think it's too many.
Okay.
So that's going to be good.
And then there's the Captain Marvel movie.
That's going to be awesome.
Which takes place in the 90s.
Yes.
Which, that's always fun.
Who's she going to fight?
I think Super Skrull, maybe.
Who's that?
So the Skrulls and Krees are these two alien races kind of big in Marvel. The Krees, Ronan the Accuser was a Kree in the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie. So the Skrulls, we haven't seen in the MCU yet, they are shapeshifters. So there's a lot of great storylines there.
Yes, and there's a theory
okay.
about a Skrull.
Oh, what's the theory?
That the guy who, or that Stan Lee is actually a Skrull.
Oh. Okay.
Which is why he's in all these jobs.
Okay.
And so, like, it's different people just, like,
sure.
shaped into this person. Or it's him just shape-shifting all the time.
But he's
Stan Lee.
He's also an observer.
That's right. That was another theory.
Yeah. That he's watching all these things. Yeah. Oh, so other one. Okay, going back to the Skrulls. So that's pretty much what the Skrulls can do is shape-shift. But then they genetically engineer a Super Skrull who has all four powers of the Fantastic Four in one body. So maybe
I never watched Fantastic Four.
Yeah, the new one. Oh, don't.
Garbage.
Yeah. In I don't know how they could have made it worse, but they did. So.
Oh man.
So yeah, I think that's where we're going. So it's those two, and then the fourth Avengers. And then a Spider-Man sequel and a Guardian sequel.
Is that it?
That's all they have officially announced. Now, could they do a Black Panther 2? Sure, but if they announce that, does that mean, oh, Black Panther's death isn't going to stick?
Yeah, who do you fight?
Oh, they'll find someone.
There's all. No, I don't know. I don't know much about the Black Panther storyline.
I don't either.
I'm tired of Iron Man, though. I want some Hulk.
Yeah.
I want some Hulk movies.
But see,
I might be the only human that like the.
They've tried two Hulk movies, and I don't hate the Ed Norton one.
I loved it, but I just love Ed Norton, so I'm biased.
I hear he's a very difficult actor to work with.
Yeah, that's why they brought on Mark Ruffalo, which I'm not not to stereotype, and I might cut this out after some discernment, but he got real Jewy in the movies.
Ed Norton or Mark Ruffalo?
Mark Ruffalo. Like in Thor Ragnarok, like the way he's talking and complaining.
Because he's
like,
whiny?
He's like, no, you want me to do this? I just got back. I'm trying to figure this out. It's like, oh, they like wrote him like a Larry David kind of character.
I guess I could see that. I didn't really care for his lines in Infinity War, Mark Ruffalo, because he's, he's really powerful, Tony. We gotta do something. You guys, he's already got 2 stones.
Yeah. I think he... I don't know.
But I don't know, again, is that him? Is that the writing?
Well, I think they asked him, if you could have a Hulk movie, what would it be? And then they're writing in what he wanted throughout the movies. So he doesn't get a movie.
Planet Hulk and...
Yeah, he doesn't get a movie, but he gets the elements
story,
of the movie.
Storylines.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's dumb. And it's dumb that Hulk didn't want to come out. And it was dumb that Hulk didn't get... Well, he didn't get angry when he fought Thanos. He got scared. Mm-hmm. But had he got angrier, who knows what would have happened.
Yeah, that's, again, they're saving him. They're saving Hulk and Vision, two of their heaviest hitters, for the next one.
I hope so.
Because Vision is super powerful, but he got stabbed, so he wasn't as powerful in this one.
So. Yeah, it was dumb, too. It's like, well, I guess.
Well, if you do get... Because he can phase through everything, right? So you can't punch him, so that's why, he got stabbed, now he can't phase, so. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. It's going to be good, man. There's a lot of ways they can end it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just excited. I'm glad that they made a really great movie. Mm-hmm. Their last 2 movies were awesome.
Yeah. They're doing it right.
Which was good, because this was like the first Thor movie that I thought was really good.
You didn't like Ragnarok?
No, I loved Ragnarok.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the new Thor. Yeah. Sorry. But their last 3 movies, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, and Avengers Infinity War Part 1 have been awesome.
Well, and Civil War I would include.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, too. Yeah, so all that has been great.
Yeah, I did not like the first 2 Thor movies. I thought they were easily some of the worst that they've had.
Yeah, the second Thor, I think, was
If it wasn't worst. For Loki, the Thor movies would just be garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. He's good. Even Anthony Hopkins. Like, I didn't like the way they wrote him in. It was just weird. I would have liked to see more of him in a, like a powerful way, but we all know why.
Yeah.
He can't be that.
It's a Thor movie, not an Odin movie.
Yeah. Which sucks. Also, just before we go, Beta Ray Bill.
Ah, I love Beta Ray Bill.
The homage to him was cool.
Wait, what was the homage to him?
It wasn't like an homage, but in Thor Ragnarok, his face is on the building that Hulk stays in.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's like 4 people on the building. One of them's Hulk and one of them is Beta Ray Bill.
Oh, cool.
So
cool. Before we go, I would recommend to people who want to get into Marvel Comics but don't know where to start, Marvel Unlimited is a monthly subscription. I want to say it's $10 or around there a month, but you have access to a ton of Marvel Comics online. I want to say it's everything 6 months or older. So you don't get the new stuff, but you can get all the stuff from the 90s and 2000s and... There's a whole bunch of great stuff on there. So for people who are looking, that's good. And the storyline that I'm reading right now is Avengers Disassembled, which is a pretty good storyline.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I just read about that one the other day, actually this week. Also, if you want to learn more about Marvel but hate to read because you got other things to look at while you're listening to information, you can go to Rob Explains, which is a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And he breaks down comics, which is really cool. Easy to listen to, and you don't have to read, which is just the win for everyone, you know?
Sure.
But that's it. Enjoy your day, people. Sorry if we didn't touch on something that you wanted.
Message us and
us
know.
That's right. And leave that feedback, subscribe, hit like, share.
Tell your friends.
Show some love. Yeah, tell people.
Mm-hmm.
Get the word out. But that's it. You guys have a good day.
All right, bye.